All right, so have you ever read a game manual and felt like it was less of a guide and more of an invitation to a mystery?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's pulling you into its world right from the start.
That's exactly how I felt about this surveyor manual we got for Periphery Synthetic EP.
Oh, yeah, Periphery Synthetic EP. I've had my eye on that one.
Yeah, just from this manual, it sounds crazy unique. Okay, so picture this. You're in this desolate alien desert, right? Totally alien.
Okay, I'm with you. I do love a good desert setting.
And you wake up with absolutely no memory. Zero.
Classic amnesia trope, always good for a story hook.
Right. But there's this sound, this chime, drawing you deeper into the world. And apparently, it's the key to uncovering your past.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
So, how does the gameplay itself match up to this mysterious vibe?
Well, you're controlling this thing called an apparatus. But it's not just some vehicle you hop into. The manual makes it sound like it's an extension of yourself.
Interesting. Almost like an embodiment of your abilities and how you interact with the world.
Exactly. And get this, as you progress, you gather materials and you can actually synthesize upgrades for the apparatus.
Oh, so it evolves along with you.
Yeah, like you can add wheels for speed. There's even mention of thrusters for flight in the full version.
Wow, talk about expanding your options. That's a cool way to handle progression.
Right. But honestly, what grabbed me most was their approach to sound. They're doing some really innovative stuff.
Oh, like what?
They've got this thing called terrain sonification. Basically, the environment itself creates music as you move through it. Different tones and textures reveal the shape of the landscape.
Whoa, that's pretty wild. So you're not just seeing the world, you're hearing it too.
Exactly. They really want you to listen. Like, they even recommend using headphones for the full effect, which I don't think I've ever seen a manual explicitly suggest before.
That's dedication to sound design.
Right. And then there's echolocation to help you gauge the height of objects, even the subtle ping that alerts you to hidden
It's
materials.
like they're creating this whole other layer of sensory information.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, if they're emphasizing sound this much, how much of the game can you actually experience without relying on sight?
Now that's a fascinating thought. Could this be a game that's truly accessible to visually impaired players?
Right. I mean, we'll dive into the accessibility features in a bit, but just from a design standpoint, that's pretty incredible. And it makes you realize how much we rely on visuals in games.
Absolutely. This could be a real game changer if they pull it off. But I'm curious, with all this emphasis on sound, did you say anything about touch controls? Especially on mobile?
You know what? I didn't. And they do mention mobile as a platform.
Interesting. It almost seems like a deliberate choice, don't you think? Like they're encouraging a more focused, intentional way of playing.
Yeah, maybe. It definitely sets it apart from your typical mobile game, that's for sure. And speaking of things that set it apart, this whole perception system has me really intrigued.
Perceptions. What was that?
So as you play, you're prompted to log your thoughts and feelings, almost like you're keeping a journal within the game.
Oh, wow. That's a cool concept. It's like they're building introspection into the mechanics.
Right. And it makes you wonder, what are these perceptions really about? Are they just flavor text? Or are they hinting at something deeper, something more personal about the protagonist's journey?
Right. And maybe even about the player's own journey as they uncover this lost past. After all, there's something inherently fascinating about memory, about trying to piece together who we are.
Totally. And as if the amnesia and the sound design weren't enough, they throw in these trinkets you can find scattered throughout the world.
Trinkets, huh? What are those all about?
They're like little clues, breadcrumbs, leading you further down the rabbit hole of your past.
Oh man, they're really leaning into the whole mystery angle. Like they're saying, we're not just going to give you answers, you got to earn them.
Exactly. And it gets even wilder. The manual mentions portals to other worlds that'll be in the full release.
No way. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. This early access is just a small taste.
Seems like it. They're really building up the intrigue, that's for sure.
They've definitely piqued my interest.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this mysterious world, this unique movement system that upgrades as you go, and sound design that's practically a character in itself.
It's a lot to take in, and
Yeah.
we're just getting started.
Right. So next, we'll unpack the actual nuts and bolts of playing this thing. What kind of hardware do you need? What are the controls like?
Let's dive in.
So we know this game is dripping with atmosphere and mystery. But what about the actual experience of playing it? What do we need to get this thing running?
Well, the good news is the system requirements seem surprisingly manageable.
Okay, that's a relief. I'm not exactly working with the latest and greatest tech over here.
Yeah, they seem to have prioritized accessibility, making sure as many people as possible can dive in. That said,
Uh-oh, there's a butt coming, isn't there?
well, they really recommend using a gamepad, an Xbox controller specifically.
Okay. I can see how that would enhance the immersion, especially with the whole sensory experience they're going for. But what about us keyboard and mouse
Don't
folks?
worry, they haven't forgotten about you. The manual actually goes into quite a bit of detail about control mapping for keyboard and mouse, so you're covered.
That's good to hear. But you know what impresses me even more than that? The level of detail they go into about accessibility features. And I'm not just talking about subtitles and color blind mode here. This game is WTAG 2.1 level ABA compliant.
Exactly. And that's huge. It shows they're taking accessibility seriously, not just treating it as an afterthought.
Totally. It's so important, and it seems like they're really going above and beyond.
Absolutely. For example, the manual explicitly states that the entire game is navigable using just a keyboard and a screen reader. They even mention NVDA by name, which is a free and open source screen reader.
Wow, now that's commitment. They're not messing around.
Not at all. And get this, they've even designed the game with what they call application focus mode in mind.
Application focus mode. Okay, now I'm curious, what is that?
Basically, it suggests that the game is designed to minimize distractions and keep the player's attention focused on the core experience, which, makes a lot of sense given the importance of sound and atmosphere.
Yeah, totally. That's a really thoughtful design choice, especially for players who might be sensitive to sensory overload. Okay, so we've talked controls, accessibility. What about customization options? Can we tweak the experience to our liking?
Absolutely. For starters, you can adjust the graphics settings, which is actually pretty essential considering the manual also includes a warning about potential photosensitivity due to some strobing light patterns.
Oh, wow. Good to know. Always better to be safe than sorry.
For sure. But in terms of other customization options, there's one more thing that really caught my eye.
Oh, do tell.
They have an in-game instrument.
Hold on, back up a second. An in-game instrument, like we can make music while we're exploring this alien desert.
You got it. You can access it from the title screen or even toggle it on and off during gameplay.
That is so cool. What can you do with it? Is it like a fully functional instrument?
It's basically a built-in synthesizer. The manual mentions various scales you can choose from, like major, pentatonic, diatonic, chromatic, and a whole bunch of sound manipulation options.
No way! So I can lay down some sweet synthwave vibes while I'm uncovering the secrets of my past? Sign me up.
Right. It seems like a great way to add another layer of personalization to the experience. And it really speaks to their commitment to player agency, you know? They're not just giving you a world to explore, they're giving you the tools to shape your experience within that world.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered controls, accessibility, even musical accompaniment. But how do you actually progress in periphery synthetic EP? Is it mission-based, story-driven? What are we working towards?
Well, it doesn't sound like your typical beat the game kind of structure. From what I gathered, the focus is on this system of milestones and achievements. Although knowing these
There's
developers,
always a catch, right?
right, some of these milestones are going to be exclusive to the full release. So they're definitely leaving us wanting more.
Ugh, the suspense. But what about this early access version? What are we working towards in the meantime?
It seems like the core gameplay loop revolves around this synthesis system. Remember all those materials we talked about collecting?
Yeah, for upgrading the apparatus, right?
Exactly. So you gather these materials, and then you use them to synthesize upgrades for your apparatus, which in turn allows you to explore further and deeper into the world.
Ah, I see. So it's less about reaching a specific destination and more about constantly expanding your ability to explore and interact with the world.
Precisely. Need to carry more materials,
Yeah.
upgrade your cargo racks. Curious about those other intriguing gadgets the manual mentions, like attractors and a distillery.
Attractors and a distillery. Okay, now those sound intriguing.
Right. Well, unlocking those will open up even more gameplay opportunities, allowing you to manipulate the environment and solve puzzles in new ways.
Man, they really know how to pique our curiosity. Attractors, a distillery. I'm already imagining all sorts of possibilities.
Me too. And that seems to be the heart of Periphery's synthetic EP's appeal, that sense of mystery, of constantly uncovering new layers to the world and the narrative. They're not just handing you all the answers, they're giving you the tools and the freedom to discover them for yourself.
And who knows what other secrets we'll uncover when the full version drops.
I can't wait to find out.
So we've gone over a lot, right? Gameplay, controls, even the in-game synthesizer. But for me, it all comes back to just how different this game feels.
Totally. It's like they took all these elements atmosphere, exploration, inclusivity, and blended them in a way that feels really fresh.
Exactly. It's not just about having fun. It's about creating an experience that sticks with you long after you put the controller down. And speaking of inclusivity, can we talk about the potential for this game to be genuinely playable for visually impaired players?
Right. With this terrain sonification and all the other auditory cues, it could be amazing. We're not just talking alternative control schemes here. We're talking about experiencing a world through sound.
It's mind-blowing. The manual talks about screen reader compatibility, sure, but the idea that someone could play this game blind and still have a rich experience, that's next-level design.
It really opens up a lot of possibilities for how we think about accessibility in games.
For sure. It's not just about checking boxes. It's about making games that everyone can truly enjoy. And this is just early access. The full version is going to have even more to explore with those portals to other worlds.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on those porters.
Yeah.
Plus, all those other features they only hinted at. This whole thing feels like just the beginning of a much bigger story.
And there's something so captivating about that, you know? Uncovering your lost memories piece by piece, figuring out who you are in this strange, beautiful world.
It's like a story that unfolds at your own pace as you peel back the layers.
I gotta say, after diving deep into this manual, I am so ready to jump in and experience it for myself, maybe compose a little ambient desert soundscape while I'm at it.
I'm right there with you.
So to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this unique approach to exploration, accessibility, even musical expression? Is this the future of gaming? Head over to our website and let us know your thoughts. Until next time, happy gaming!